From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. A police commander from Glendale, Arizona, is the new interim chief of the Ferguson Police Department. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman has more on yesterday's appointment.
Andre Anderson is a 24-year veteran of the Glendale Department, where he most recently commanded its Criminal Investigations Division. In Ferguson, he replaces Al Eichhoff, who took over in March after Tom Jackson resigned. Anderson will have the job for just 6 months. He says he won't be able to accomplish everything he wants to in that time.
But we'll be able to set things in motion with respect to moving our community policing efforts forward. The most important thing is that we create the template that allows for us to maintain some stability.
Anderson says he'll use the Department of Justice recommendations and the report from the President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing as his strategy templates. I'm Rachel Lippman.
Health officials in Boone County say 7 suspected cases of mumps have been reported in the Columbia area. The University of Missouri said in a press release yesterday that the university is helping health officials notify people, including University of Missouri students and visitors, who may have come into contact with people displaying symptoms of mumps. Mumps, a contagious virus illness, often starts with fever, fatigue, and body aches. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says mumps is no longer common in the United States since routine vaccination programs began, though outbreaks do occur. An unidentified college student says she was sexually harassed by a member of the Missouri Senate while working for him as an intern during this year's legislative session. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us the allegation comes from details of an investigation released yesterday.
The former intern says she was sexually harassed by Senator Paul Lavoda, claiming that the Democrat from Independence sent her unwanted text messages and solicited her personally for sex during a visit to his duplex in Jefferson City. She also claims in the report that she turned him down and as a result experienced retaliation in the form of verbal abuse and lost work assignments. In response, Lavoda denies any wrongdoing and says that the report, quote, reinforces that these are only unfounded allegations that contain no proof of wrongdoing. The investigation follows the resignation 2 months ago of former House Speaker John Deal, who admitted to exchanging sexually charged text with an intern. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Scientists have developed a vaccine strain that is 100% effective in protecting chickens from bird flu, and testing is underway to see if it protects turkeys. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told the House Agriculture Committee at a hearing yesterday that the agency plans to quickly license it for widespread production if it's effective for turkeys. The USDA is seeking federal funding to stockpile vaccine nationally. The vaccine targets the H5N2 virus that killed 48 million birds in 15 states this spring. Development is part of the USDA's preparation for a possible outbreak recurrence. Scientists believe this virus was spread by droppings of wild birds migrating north this spring. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.